Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest with us. He is Todd Davis. He is the CEO of Index Corp. They trade on the OTC pink sheets under the ticker symbol EDXC. Todd, thank you and welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Everett. Good to be here.
Hey, give me a little bit of background of yourself and a little bit of background of your company, and then I want to get into the Q&A.
Okay. Background on me, I started off as an investment banker and stockbroker in Chicago in 1990. Finished my career in that sector in 2000. I specialized in biotech and pharma tech and medical technology companies. During that time, raised well over $150 million for 150 IPOs or more during that decade.
Wow.
And I retired from being a broker when Y2K didn't melt down the world. I went independent, and I started consulting for some of my clients, which were CEOs of public companies. They had great science, great technology, but they just didn't know how to communicate an idea to the public. They didn't know how to raise money. They didn't know how to put their inventions to work in the marketplace. And that's where I became a specialist. So the way I became involved with Index is I was a large investor, raised a lot of money for a biotech technology that had a lot of promise. They did some testing. The testing proved out. And then they made statements about cures, and they got themselves in trouble. So because of myself and my investors involved with it, we wanted to clean the company up, turn it into a viable entity, and move it forward, and that's what we've done. So we built this company. We built it on the backs of compliance and transparency and technology solutions for the stock market, companies that were in the stock market through managing insider documents when Sarbanes-Oxley and corporate governance became top priority.
Absolutely.
So, and then and that led to the industry we're in today. So it's been an interesting process. It's been, you know, a steep educational curve. We've had some success. We've had some failure. But in the end, we have a fantastic shareholder base. We have great investors that have supported the company. We've got great affiliates. We collaborate with a lot of different science guys, software guys, and technology guys in general. And then we bring in supporting staff to fulfill and fill in the spots where we're weak at. So it's been quite a ride, Everett.
You know, I was doing some research on your company, and I came across the name of Brandon, I think it's Brendan Rowley. And his family owned a huge company. I think if my mind brings me to remember, I think they did over $500 million in revenue. Is that correct?
Yes, they were a very large family-owned food broker company. They had their own product lines. They were in the retail space, the consumer space, the pet food and pet product space. And it's really fortunate that it's been a major development for our company. They've opened doors just in the last 3 months that we just did not have access to. And we're talking about the top 100 retail type companies in the country that are looking to get into our space in the industry.
Absolutely.
So it's a lot of power packed in a small network of guys.
So,
and Brendan's the head.
Yeah, absolutely. So how has your company changed over the past 3 years? Take my listeners through the process.
We were a compliance company. We had compliance software that we had built, and we were looking at it from the medical marijuana industry was new. It was scary. We were being asked by a lot of different companies to come into the industry, and we just weren't really sure. So after about 6 months of due diligence in 2012 We announced in 2013 that we were developing a tracking and compliance platform for the medical marijuana industry. There were no platforms of any quality at that particular time. So we set out to build a system that resembled a pharmacy pain management platform that we had worked with in the past, and we started plugging in the ingredients, and we built a tracking system for the medical marijuana industry, kind of a seed to sale, all the processes, all the people, all the rules and regulations, all in one bundle. And it was just, for the complexity of what this enterprise solution was, it was a little bit too early, and we knew that. So we're sitting on that technology right now. Another market we had identified was dispensing. How do you increase the efficiency in a dispensary environment in a safe manner, in a compliant manner, on tracking product at the point of sale? So we've invested in a dispensing platform, and we've created the necessary reporting techniques and processes to comply with the highest level of security at the state regulatory level. We should be introducing our final platform later on this year or first quarter of next year. And then during that process, what we were learning about the industry was, going back to my roots, which is in biotech and pharma tech, is that there was something about this plant and the molecules in the plant that really was changing people's lives. And we identified that the molecules in the plant, some have a lot of, there's THC and CBD are the two primary components of the cannabis plant. In the medical marijuana field, it's all associated with the THC side of the equation. So we had identified that hemp carried the same molecules as marijuana did, in from being from the same family. It just didn't have the THC content that marijuana did, and we wanted to test it.
Yes.
So through the testing process, we did a lot of research. We went out and met all the farmers. We met the growers. We met the scientists. We met the doctors that were behind the original products that were starting to be developed in the U.S., signed up with our partnerships, and we started testing. And the way we tested it is we recruited a couple doctors that had patients that were willing to volunteers to try a hemp-derived product to see if it would reduce pain or reduce other symptoms that they were having. Through our doctors, we identified a class of diabetic patients with neuropathic pain. We set out for a one-month trial. We've extended it out. It went for a full year. And what we found is a hemp-derived CBD-based product was reducing pain in the first month 50 to 70%, and after the first month, it was down to the almost no pain to very little pain. It was all very manageable.
Now, they're taking that in the pill form. Is that correct?
No. We started off testing with a vape formula. Then we shifted to drops of oil where we could control the dosaging. We couldn't control dosaging with vape. We didn't know how many milligrams of medicine or molecule anybody was getting in a single puff or puffs on an electronic cigarette. So we switched to drops, and through the drops we were able to monitor how many milligrams a patient or a customer was getting on a daily basis.
I see.
And through that we started getting some good solid information.
My guest today is Todd Davis. He is the CEO of Index Corp. They trade on the OTC pink sheets under the ticker symbol EDXC. Todd, in 2014, you guys, and correct me if my numbers are wrong here, in 2014, you guys did a little over $30,000 in revenue. In 2015, you guys did a little over $120,000 in revenue. What's the future for your company and the revenues, you know, going forward for the year 2016 and 2017, if you could tell our listeners?
Well, initially what we're trying to do here is establish a footprint of how this sales cycle works and where we need to expand our processes, including in sales and marketing. And just in the last 6 months, to give you a comparison, we just put out our quarterly numbers. We showed a 250% growth rate 6 months over 6 months from 2015 to the 2016 six-month semi-annual reporting.
Congratulations.
So, thank you. And that means that on a monthly basis, since we launched products last April to the retail market, we are growing anywhere from, if you take an average composite, we're growing about 40% a month over month sales. We've had a couple flat months, but we've had a couple months that are 100% growth rates. So if we can maintain this 30%, 40% growth rate on a monthly basis for a couple years, the numbers start getting very impressive.
And how are you guys growing this business?
We're selling CBD. We're selling CBD products. We're developing new products. We're introducing new products. The products are being sold through a few salesmen and through the internet at our CBDUnlimited.com website. And we're doing a lot of educational seminars. We're doing a lot of radio. And we're doing it primarily, those venues, as an educational tool, and then letting people make up their own decisions. And through that process, we're approaching 1,000-plus patients or customers that have bought our product. And then in addition, our salesmen are now up since November. We're up to 60-plus stores across the country that are vitamin shops and health and wellness shops, mostly mom-and-pop type shops, you know, one-store, two-store companies. And they're on their basis, they're ordering product. They're a little skeptical. Their patients use it, and they come back and reorder. Now, after their second order, they're reordering about every 3 weeks now.
You know, tell my listeners about the Mad Hatter Coffee and Tea Company. You guys align yourself with a new product with them. Is that correct?
That's right. Mad Hatter Tea and Coffee has been around for around 10 years in the medical marijuana field. They're literally one of the pioneers. They started off in California, and they're in Colorado and Washington and Oregon. They've been in all the legal states for a long time. And they had built a platform of organic teas and coffees with specific indications for health and infused it with CBD. And from a medical standpoint, they've been treating a lot of patients in that arena for 10 years. We started collaborating with them through trade shows and shared marketing venues about a year and a half ago, and we clicked. So they wanted to introduce a product to the market that was specifically CBD and not THC to hit more of the commercial market. So we've been in the background working on this for about 6 months, and now we're getting ready to go to market with individual tea bags, teapot size bags, and K-cups with their teas and coffees as the core blend. These are tested products that we're infusing with CBD. And part of part of those 6 months was finding a water-soluble product that was CBD-based that would fit into a tea and coffee for the best oral distribution and bioavailability. And now we've solved for all those problems, and we have products ready to go.
The Third Eye Chai product, is that your product, or is that the Mad Hatter?
That's theirs.
Okay.
That's their brand name. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's one of their brand names. So we pull out the THC, and we replace it with CBD. And, you know, it's a brand and label that represents quality tea and coffee. It's got nice imagery with the Alice in Wonderland theme, but they've had this in place for 10 years. When they set out to do this, they had good brand protection. They got good trademark protection. And they're just quality people that are concerned for quality and safety of their products for their customers.
When do you think that revenue will hit your balance sheet?
It's probably going to start in the third quarter of third calendar quarter, which is our fourth calendar quarter, fourth calendar fiscal quarter. Our fiscal year is September 30th.
My guest today is Todd Davis. He is the CEO of Index Corp. They trade on the OTC pink sheets under the ticker symbol EDXC. In closing, Todd, is there anything that you and I didn't get a chance to talk about that you would like to get out there to the listeners?
Yeah, the way we're building our company is through collaboration with doctors, scientists, and the highest quality producers of products. We're really testing this product. We're making sure we're bringing products to the market that help people. And, you know, when you see the testimonies and you see the results from the testing that we're doing affect people, it's a driving force behind our company. We are literally changing the health and quality of life for our customers and our patients, and the product that is coming from these hemp is just, it's an amazing product, and you really should take some time to learn about it. It can benefit you and your families, and and change the way you look at medicine and physical wellness.
Absolutely. Our guest today has been Todd Davis. He is with Index Corp. He is the CEO. They trade under the ticker symbol EDXC. Todd, thank you for coming on the show. I really do appreciate it. We're going to be checking back with you in a couple of months.
Thank you, Everett. Thank you, everybody. Have a great day.
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.